Based upon your expression, you might be wondering who I am. So please let me introduce myself. I am Nicholas, Bishop of Myra. You might recognize other names some people have called me. Sinterklaas, Father Christmas, Papai Noel. For those holy rollers out there, you can call me Saint Nicholas. It was in the year 4270 AD, that is 250 years after the time of our Lord Jesus, when I was born in your country, modern day of Turkey. I grew up with very caring parents who were givers. They loved to be charitable, give to those in need. But as a young boy, my loving parents passed away quite early, leaving me with a large inheritance. So what would a young boy with a lot of money on his hands do? No, I did not spend it for myself. I took after my parents and became a giver. I grew up taking care of children, orphans, widows in need long, long ago. And the legend lives on. Some say that on one cold night, there was a father with three young daughters who all wished to be married. But in that time, they could not, for they had no money to assure their wedding day and assure a husband. And with me, with many gold coins on hand, deciding 'tis better to give than to receive, those three daughters, one by one, each night when they were sleeping, had their stockings out of their window. And along came me, dropping in a few gold coins for the oldest daughter, thinking that he would have to sell off his daughter to make money on the streets. They woke up the next morning with a Christmas surprise. Plenty of money to be married. Plenty of money to have peace in their family. And the next year, it would happen again to the middle daughter. And yet again, on that third one, the father stood up late night, one midnight, and found the hem of my garment walking away. Catching me, I assured him, please do not mention my name, for I am humble and yet the Lord's servant. Take this as a gift from the Lord. Please tell no one. The fact that I am here today explaining my story means that he did not listen. That is the story of my charitable giving, which some of you still today like to do the same, hanging your stockings on your chimneys. A story that has been taken hold of maybe a company called the Coca-Cola Company and changed my figure quite a bit, making me much larger in my belly than I should be. No, I do not live in the North Pole. I live in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. But those stories are not what brings me here today. It is the story of knowing the Lord Jesus. You see, I became a bishop, a ruler of the Church of God, the Christian Church, growing up to see the Lord's hand in all of our lives. I realized that it was the Lord's doing that gives us the reason to give. More notably, you might have even heard of my name being involved in what we call today the Nicene Creed, which you might be saying today. It is because of my role that you can confess Jesus as Lord, because there was once a man named Arius, a not-so-keen fellow who tried to argue with me that Jesus was not truly God. He was a mere creation of God the Father. Now imagine the anger of my giving heart. I simply gave him a slap to the face to set him right. Because of my doing, I was thrown in jail. And again, under the evil emperor Diocletian under the Holy Roman Empire. I was thrown in jail for my preaching of God as Lord. It was until the kind Emperor Constantine set me free. And it was in the year 343, in the year of our Lord, that I became eternally sainted. Thanks be to God, you can call me Saint Nicholas today. But it is my story, not of my own giving, not of the real San Nicholas. It is the story of Jesus being our Prince of Peace, that he gives us reason for this day. Today, December 6th, is the anniversary of my sainthood. Remember my story as you give, as the Lord has given to us. Remember, even of all ages, you can grow up to serve the Lord. Maybe you too will carry the bishop's crozier. May too serve the Lord in peace and gladness. In order to understand the true peace of God, the reconciliation that we have, take note of what your pastor has prepared for you now. Take note of how much Mr. St. Nicholas looks a lot like me, but I dare say the pictures don't explain the handsomeness purely. So whenever you see Mr. Santa Claus, think of me. And oh yeah, by the way, they dug up my bones a few years ago and gave a reconstruction of what I really look like, the real St. Nick. You might be surprised. He looks a little familiar. But once more, think of my story, my giving, my story of preaching Christ as true Lord, true God, as a way of understanding peace. Here is another showing of peace for you today. For I am Saint Nicholas.
It's been a while since we talked. That's the way it is with your kids, though, right? You never talk as much as you'd like. Used to. They'd hang on every word, every story, every joke, every little song. We had some times. Some amazing times. But then they got a little older, a little wiser, is how one of them put it. And he said he knew he didn't know everything, but he knew enough to know that my ways, my values, my philosophies on life were a little too, well, basically they wanted their freedom. They're my kids. I gave them what they wanted. Little by little, I watched them change. Push back against the things I taught them, lose heart. You know, they tried so hard to steer clear of me. I wanted nothing more than to have things right between us. So I kept doing things. Sent letters, called, left voicemail. I even sent messages through friends. Nothing. No response. Whether it was that they thought the distance between us was too great, or they were ashamed. You know, it really doesn't matter. You know, when they were little, I used to tell them over and over again, I love you, no matter what. Got to be a thing between us. I would say, I love you, and they'd finish it, no matter what. They heard it so often that sometimes they just roll their eyes when I said it. But I wanted to make it so clear to them that there was nothing they could do to make me stop loving them. And that thing I said, It's never stopped being true. So I'm packing up and I'm going.
To them.
Not bringing any presents. Just a gift of making things right. There's nothing that'll separate me from my kids. Not the past, not the future. Nothing. Nothing. I'm forgetting about all the stuff in the past. And the relationship we used to have? Well, we're gonna have a new relationship. After this trip, things will never be the same with us. That's a good thing. New beginnings, that's what I'm all about. That's my plan for this Christmas. A new beginning with my kids.